Hey, what's up everyone? Elias here, and today we'll be having a quick little chat about the power of education. Now, when I say education, what's the first thing that comes to your mind? Books, teachers, schools, the folks you're taught in schools? Everybody has some preset image for words and all that, but in the case of education, it's not that simple. You can't, feel education, you can't, hold it. Education itself in your hands. I doubt you can even feel educated, but you either are or aren't. Education is just one of those things that can be best described as a force, in a way like influence. Influence is a force, but at the same time, education is like experience. Once you've been through it, experienced it, basically, you could choose to either remember it or forget it. The way I see it, education is valued almost as much as politics. Every single place in the world has a political system set up, just like every place in the world has an education system set up. Because no one wants to go out into the world just completely clueless. Which, this kind of reminds me of the book I Am Malala, because the author's father, I'm not sure how to pronounce the name, Zeldin Yousafzai, butchered it, but apologies for that. But Malala's father, he was someone who believed in the power of education so much that he was willing to defy tradition by opening up a public female school. Knowing that isn't allowed. You can love education and all that, but would you be willing to break tradition for it? Like how her father did? Oh yeah, they're in Pakistan, by the way, for those who haven't read the book and such, but yeah, it's kind of a risky move, though, because it's he's going against the majority by trying to help the minority, and he was influenced by the power of education, to do this. I mean, you have a decision, you could love education and all that, but, would you be willing to, break all your traditions, what you grew up knowing and learning and knowing and stuff, just to teach others? Well, yeah, that's all I had to say.